This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a sad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a Facebook Live this again. I'm a little ticked off. I'm actually really ticked off. And I'm having a big problem with the measles outbreak and how we're approaching the measles outbreak and what the media is doing in terms of the measles outbreak and what the government's doing. And I am really tired of people not listening to me, hence Facebook Live again. And I think I'm just in a mood to pick a fight. You know, by the way, women and men fight differently. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. Men, when men fight, all right, just to go off on a tangent here, it's funny. When men fight, they fight to, like, end it. Their goal in a fight is to, you know, end the fight as quickly as possible. When I fight with Corey, he would love that fight to be over within 2 minutes, you know? So he tries to find a way to end the fight. If you see guys fighting, like, you know, in a parking lot, they're like, okay, is it an uppercut? What can I do to just end this fight? Women are different when we fight. When we fight to, like, change the world. You know, if I fight with Corey, it's because I want his behavior to change forever. I mean, I want whatever I want to be effected from here on out for the next, like, 10 decades. And so that's where I'm going now with this measles outbreak. Okay, so this is why my, you know, episiotomy scar is all burning. It's because I'm a little frustrated. Years ago, when we had the measles outbreak, like in Disneyland, and the media said, all right, well, you know, most of the cases were unvaccinated, but some people who got measles were vaccinated. So years ago, I'm like, okay, can somebody please tell us how many of those cases were unvaccinated people? Okay, I'm a doctor. I'm pro-vaccine, but I don't give a damn about the politics of this. I don't care if you're right. I don't care if you're left. When we're talking about infectious disease, we need to get to the nitty-gritty, and we need to contain diseases. I mean, having measles come back when it was essentially eradicated is a real cluster on our part. So, years ago, they said, yeah, we have kind of a measles outbreak near Disneyland, and some of the cases of people were vaccinated, but the majority were anti-vaxxers or people who didn't want to vaccinate, and so there was all this blow-up on the anti-vaccine movement and, you know, crucifixion of those people, and I'm like, but whoa. Can somebody please tell us if our measles vaccine is adequate? You know, what if we have a new strain? I mean, look at what happened with pertussis. All right, we kind of had a wake-up call with pertussis where they said, guys, looks like we need a booster. And that was great. Fine. And if we need a booster, we boost. Great. All right. So now I'm hearing and I'm seeing in these medical articles, well, we got the Orthodox Jews in New York and they're anti-vaccine, so we need to line them up and we need to march them into a building and we need to inject them. Oh, no. You're not going to be lining up a bunch of Jews and you're not going to be marching them anywhere. Okay, I'm not on my watch. Okay, we've been there before. Oh, hell no. What we need is an appropriate conversation and we need some facts. I just want one piece of information. I want one piece of information from either the CDC or from local health departments or from the government or the media. I just want one little piece of information. What I want when it comes to the measles outbreak, the hepatitis outbreak, which, by the way, we have like over 1,000 cases of hepatitis A, the mumps outbreak, which is, I think, at 700-800, close to the measles outbreak. What I want to know is how many of those people that came down with the virus were vaccinated. That's all I need to know. I'm not making a political statement. I'm pro-vaccine, very pro-vaccine. But if 800 measles cases happened in 800 people who were unvaccinated, that tells us something. And then we could move forward from an epidemiological standpoint. But if they're saying, yeah, the majority of them were unvaccinated, is the majority 50.9%. If we have a vaccine that isn't as robust, then we need to beef it up. But nobody's telling us that, and that's why I'm starting to get a little suspicious. The fact that nobody's telling us how many of these people getting mumps or getting measles or getting hepatitis A were vaccinated starts to make me wonder that somebody went, "Doh." Okay, well, I don't give a damn. I don't care if you have to say, "Doh." I don't care if you have to backpedal. I want to move forward. Okay, this isn't about an election. This isn't about politics. This isn't about making friends. This is about trying to stop diseases from coming back. You know, well, you know, we need to stop these kids from going to school, and anybody who's anti-vaccine should be blocked, you know, because measles can kill. Measles can kill, yeah, but so can flu. I looked up, looks like we've clocked in about 57,000 deaths from the flu this year, 80,000 last year. Where's all the passion for flu vaccine, vaccination? Do we have any numbers of how many people got the flu despite them being vaccinated? I would really like to hear somebody say, "Well, guys, you know, we need to shut down the school when we have a flu outbreak." We started to do that this year. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But we didn't really, I don't see the passion and the robust reflex of getting our butts in gear when it comes to the flu epidemic. And it looks like we lost almost 60,000 people this last flu season. Still losing them, by the way. So the reason why I'm ticked off is I want some answers now. Somebody tell us how many of these measles cases were in vaccinated individuals. Now, luckily, a couple weeks ago, the CDC said, you know what? Maybe those of us vaccinated pre-1989 need a booster. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Thank you for telling us that. You know, a kid got the mumps last week, and the parents, thank God, got access to the media. And before Child Protective Services could take that kid away, they said, no, we vaccinated our kid, and he came down with the mumps. So then good. All right, then let's take that information, find out why somebody who was vaccinated got the mumps. Why somebody vaccinated is getting measles, even if it's only maybe 10% of the cases or 20. Because if we find out that we need to add an adjuvant or make these vaccines a little stronger, we need to do that. But my problem is misinformation. My problem is the manipulation of the information. I'm a doctor. I don't care if you're pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine. I just care about the facts. Tell us, for the love of the Lord, what we're dealing with here so we can improve and we can try to stop more of these outbreaks. Okay? Makes some sense, people. Dr. Dahlia Show, don't go away. We'll be right back. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIN, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Oh boy, this just popped up. There's the messaging app Telegram. Have you guys heard of this app? There's a messaging app called Telegram, and it's accused of anti-Semitism. Because if you type the word Jew and there's an emoji, I don't know if you guys know this, if you ever can't find an emoji when you're typing or texting, you will start typing a word and it'll pop up an emoji for you. So like when some of the students were graduating, I'm like, oh my gosh, you'll finally be able to make money and pay off your loans. When I typed in money, you saw like a dollar sign, you know, something, or like a bag of gold or whatever. not that graduating medical school, you're going to make money. You average about $1.50 an hour in residency. But, so I guess, when somebody typed the word Jew in this, a money bag and dollar sign emojis came up. Oh, come on. So it's obviously accused of that's anti-Semitic. And an editor at the British newspaper, The Jewish Chronicle, called the episode gobsmacking. Is that a bad word in British? Gobsmacking? And said the app should take a hard look at the process by which its emojis are chosen and approved. Why Jew and money came to... See, it's funny, very funny, okay, as a Jew, I never understood the whole money stereotype because I came from a poor family. I mean, my family in Germany and Poland and Russia and everybody that got killed, right, in the Holocaust, I mean, they weren't wealthy people. We didn't really have people that, you know, had to grab their jewelry and run and flee. They weren't. And so, you know, I was a young kid and they said, yeah, you know, Jews, you know, Jews are rich. No, I mean, because, you know, back then I was looking at, you know, people like, you know, George Lucas is rich and I didn't think he was Jewish. Well, Steven Spielberg, maybe. But the president was rich. The president, you looked at all these dictators and kings, and the average person wasn't Jewish. I mean, I don't even think King David had a lot of riches. Even in the Bible, when you became a king in the Bible, you know, when God said you're king, I mean, you still lived in a tent. You still ate goat meat and milk, and I mean, yeah, then eventually probably, you know, you got to go into a castle. If you've ever been to Masada in Israel, and you look at King Herod's castle, I mean, its bathtub is smaller than yours. I never equated that. You know, I mean, I think if you want a stereotype, I think there's tons of other, shall we say, cultures that might do better with money. But that's kind of stupid, people. But, you know, I bring this up because we're starting to make a lot more mistakes. The more we progress in terms of dealing with bigotry, racism, discrimination, the more we progress, the more we regress. And I think a bunch of us are standing still, not knowing what to do. So you guys heard that CARE, I believe it's the Council on American Islamic Relations, is pretty upset at the new Aladdin movie because they say it's perpetuating a lot of stereotypes. And Aladdin, just like a lot of Disney movies, have been, you know, made to show acceptance of other cultures and introduce people to other cultures. But if you don't, shall we say, consult the powers that be that approve of how that culture was displayed, you're going to get yourselves in trouble. So here's Aladdin, you know, with that song, Arabian Nights. And, you know, I mean, I love the soundtrack. I think it's a beautiful, I think Jasmine is one of the prettiest princesses. In all of the Disney princesses, I think Jasmine is the most beautiful. Yeah, Cinderella, the blonde and all that, but, you know, you would think that the movie Aladdin would have honored the, you know, a lot of the, you know, cultural, you know, icons and things that get, you know, identified with, you know, the type of Middle Eastern culture, but instead it's being found to be pretty, Islamophobic. So, what do we do? Do we Americanize everything? Do we just take any culture, whether you're Italian, whether you're Irish, whether you're Jewish, whether you're, Islamic, Middle Eastern, whether you're German, do we just Americanize it to play it safe? No, I think that's insulting. You know, I'm really nervous about what's going to happen with Cinco de Mayo. You always hear every year that we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo wrong. Okay, Cinco de Mayo. Everyone's like, ooh, Cinco de Mayo. I can speak Spanish because I know Cinco. I know de Mayo. May 5th. Look at me. I'm bilingual. Right? Everybody's wearing sombreros. They're drinking margaritas. Meanwhile, that's really not Mexican Independence Day. Mexican Independence Day is actually in the fall. But we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and it, you know, it's great for industry, and, you know, everybody goes out from, everybody celebrates Cinco de Mayo, just like St. Patrick's Day. Whether you're Irish or not, everybody celebrates St. Patrick's Day, and they drink. But are we being bigoted when we do that? Are we going to be accused of being bigoted? Is wearing a sombrero and getting drunk on margaritas an insult to the Mexican culture? It actually is. Kind of, that's not what, you know, Mexican Independence Day was about, which is in the fall. But we celebrate it, and, you know, nobody's trying to, you know, be racist. Nobody's trying to be, yet everybody's trying to celebrate. And, you know, so maybe we look like we're doing, same thing with the Irish and St. Patrick's Day. Getting drunk, drinking green beer, that's not how the Irish really want to be looked at. Now, some may say, yeah, we look cool, and yeah, you do look cool, but that is not supposed to represent Irish culture. Irish culture is richer than that. Same thing as a Jew. You know, there'll be a movie and they'll have a Hasidic or a very religious, you know, rabbi there, and or people davening, or, you know, with a, you know, kind of a rich New York accent. That really doesn't represent Jews. If you really want to represent Jews, have somebody constipated from eating matzah. Okay, that's a little bit more, you know, that's a little bit more representative. You force us to eat matzo, we get constipated, right? We're always having to celebrate holidays that, you know, kind of look at death and destruction. That's a little bit more realistic, you know. But I get that with every culture and every country, people need a sign or a symbol. Well, my guess is we might have to come up with some governing body that everybody approves of, that doesn't get ticked off, because everybody's sensitive now and getting ticked off, that is okay with, that comes up with a consensus on what should be the symbol of Judaism or Catholicism. And we've been fine with the Magen David, the Jewish star. That usually works for most Jews. Getting Jews to agree, that's tough. But a Jewish star or the flag of Israel, we're good. You don't have to come up with matzah. You don't have to come up with a money bag or any of the other stuff that's insulting. Same thing with Catholicism and the cross. Same thing with Mexico and maybe the Mexican flag. But I understand now flags are starting to insult people. You know, and so I'm not really sure where we're supposed to go. And so, unfortunately, we're starting to fall on ourselves. You know, there's this big push now to not use gender identities. Don't say he or she anymore. In fact, with written prose, you can't do that. In fact, we're going to have to probably stop calling ships she and the ocean she. That may be found to be insulting to some. I mean, we're at an age now where we don't want to insult anybody. The problem is there was somebody that went to the DMV a few years back, and the person did not want to use a he or she pronoun, so used it, and that was insulting. And it is. I can see how it is insulting. But what that is a symptom of is most of us don't know what we're supposed to do and what we're allowed to say. One of my African-American friends, I asked, I'm like, do we say black? Do we say African-American? And so I would, you know, every few years ask her, what is the, you know, because when I talk to patients, I don't, you know, I want to say the right thing. And it was great because, you know, she's like, you know, don't say Afro-American. It's African-American, or you could say black, or, you know. But, we need to all come up with a consensus, because people just keep, they keep doing wrong because they think they're doing right. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a feud between the White House and Democratic leaders escalates, the White House press secretary says Democrats don't seem to be capable of doing anything other than investigating President Trump.
What they are doing is a complete and total overreach, and they know it. And that's why there's no support for this process to move forward. If you look at poll after poll, it shows that that doesn't exist for them to move forward on impeachment.
That's Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, the president storming out of a scheduled White House meeting with Democratic leaders yesterday, accusing Democrats of pushing phony investigations and vowing not to do any legislative deals until those investigations end. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, has been released from a federal prison in Indiana today. That after serving 17 years of a 20-year sentence. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, ever since the opioid crisis was announced and legislators said, oh, we're going to be on top of it, we are going to fight the opioid crisis. And all these people dying from opioid overdoses, we are going to fight it. So you're like, oh, okay, so you're going to stop, you know, the illegal, you know, smuggling of narcotics. You're going to, you know, increase access to, you know, pain addiction. No. First thing they did is went after the doctors. I was like, what? You can't prescribe without doing this. We're going to make it so much of a pain in the butt that you're going to say, I'm not going to give narcotics anymore. And they were right. That's exactly what they did. So a lot of doctors out there go, I just don't write a narcotic anymore. In fact, I took care of a workers' comp patient the other day. Well, I didn't take care of him. I had to rate them. And the patient had broken their thumb pretty badly. Or was it their hand? Well, it was a bad fracture. Bad enough to need surgery. Not given pain medication. We're not even giving narcotics for fractures. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, ibuprofen works just as well. I'm one of the believers that ibuprofen works better than a narcotic. I am. But when your hand is deformed and mangled, at least give the prescription so they have the option in the middle of the night of taking something. No, because once you give it to a person, they're going to take it. I mean, we're not stupid. Well, people are ticked. And I guess there's a movement called Don't Punish My Pain. And apparently there's a rally, or there's been rallies protesting the CDC. So I'm reading this out of WDAM out of Jackson, Mississippi. And apparently chronic pain sufferers are rallying in opposition to the CDC's pain prescription regulations. Groups also gathered in Biloxi. They want relief and respect for their conditions. The members of Don't Punish My Pain are rallying for changes in federal guidelines on the reduction of pain medication prescribed by doctors. The chronic pain sufferer said they are being denied medication and treated like drug addicts because of the CDC's opioid prescription regulations. We knew this was coming. We knew that we would have casualties and people caught in the crossfire that were really innocent. That are like, look, I'm in pain. Joletta Bergman is 73 years old. She lives in Summit, Mississippi. Is this Mississippi? Yep. Summit, Mississippi. Her pain medication has been cut by 2/3. She says, I have a damaged sciatic nerve, which causes pain, constant pain, and without pain medication, it's hard to get up out of bed and function. Thomas McCoy of Natchez, Mississippi, injured his back in 99. He's 49 years old, and he has had surgery on his lower neck and back, so he has fused bones and a metal plate. They say there are people that actually need the medicine that aren't abusing it, that haven't abused it. I've been on this junk for 20 years, and what do I do now? And thank God he said junk, because if he said a bad word, I couldn't say it. So in 2016, as you know, the CDC urged us doctors not to prescribe opioids to patients in chronic pain and to avoid the risk of addiction and overdose by writing less medicines. And I do get that. I know I'm pretty crabby, but I'm crabby because I only see most of the response against doctors. And I'm like, okay, whoa. If people are overdosing on fentanyl and fentanyl laced with heroin, don't be going after Dr. Jenny over there, you know, or Dr. Gertrude Smith, all right? Because I doubt it's Gertrude's 30 tablets of Lortab that's making them end up dying on fentanyl and heroin. Could be. You could trace it back. Well, somebody started taking narcotics, and then they never got off, and then they went doctor hopping, and then they needed something stronger. They got so addicted that they ended up needing to be on heroin. Yeah, there probably are those cases. And the low-hanging fruit is going after the doctors. They look like they're doing something. But the funny thing is they said the overdose deaths rose since 2016. Why? People are panicking. They're going to stronger. So the agency now, the CDC is warning against abruptly discontinuing a patient's opioid use to reduce the risk of severe withdrawal symptoms. But too late, CDC, too late. When you tell a doctor that they're going to lose their license because they may not follow 1/1000th of the new regulations for pain medications, they're going to turn around and say, I'm done. Sorry, we don't do those anymore. You can't threaten a doctor's license, so that's what they're doing. the medical boards across the United States are making demands because, again, the legislators are putting a gun to their heads. It's not the medical board's fault. But they have to, in response, go, okay, you will be up for censure. You will be in violation. You will be at risk of losing your license if you don't follow our standards for narcotic prescribing. Now, some of you will say, well, yeah, it's about time. It's about time. Doctors have been doing this for years. Okay, well, you do have some idiot doctors out there. I get that. You have some idiot practitioners there writing a bunch of you know, narcotics when they shouldn't. I get that. There's idiots in every industry. But when you have the good guys and gals that are just trying to help their patients who are in a lot of pain that can't be taking ibuprofen, how is that helping the general public? Now, I told you guys I was very, very honest about my writing of narcotics and how I did it. You know, I went to school, in the school 90s, they were really, really, you know, strict on being aware of, people's addiction potentials, not to overgive narcotics. So in medical school in the 90s, and I can't say for before then because I went to school in the late 90s. I mean, they were very, very, transparent about how you guys have got to be very judicious and conservative when it comes to narcotics. So we knew that. We weren't stupid, so I did. I never wrote a prescription more than 30 tablets, ever. But then I kept recommending ibuprofen, or Celebrex, or Vioxx, or anti-inflammatories instead of narcotics. And then the kidney doctors would start talking to us family docs and internists going, guys, take them off the Motrin. Take them off the ibuprofen. You're frying their kidneys. And we're like, I know. I don't want to give ibuprofen. Ibuprofen can cause congestive heart failure. It can cause ulcers. It could cause kidney damage. It could raise your blood pressure. I know. But I'm trying not to give the narcotic. Well, the kidney doctors would say, look, guys, he's in stage 3 kidney disease. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm saying no anti-inflammatories. So the person comes back, going, Dr. Dahlia, I'm in pain. And the kidney guy will not let me take Motrin anymore. And straight Tylenol doesn't help. So now you're having more people going into kidney disease. And this was in the years between 2000 and 2010. So I started to, by the start of this decade, go, you know what, let me give you a little bit of Lortab or let me give you a little bit of Ultram. If your pain is that bad and you can't take ibuprofen anymore, maybe we could try some lidoderm patches, do some chiropractic, do some massage, do some acupuncture, do some osteopathic manipulative medicine. Let's start doing some other means if you can't take NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. But the problem we have with this, and I don't blame don't punish my pain movement, is give them another option and not marijuana. Giving them marijuana is just adding to another addiction. But they need help. People out there need help. 1-877-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That was so strong. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know if you guys used to watch, like, the reruns of Star Trek, and you would see how they would do medicine. Doc was cool. Maybe not the sexiest, you know, of the characters. You know, never really got the girl, but he was cool. By the way, the new guy that played the Doc in the newer Star Trek movies, he was in Lord of the Rings. He played the blonde brother of the redhead that came out in the Two Towers movie. I didn't realize, because he looked really, really good, blonde and with 80s hair. Didn't look so good as Doc in the Star Trek movies. I just had to say that. Okay. That's neither here nor there. So I would watch this when I was younger, and I, you know, pretty much always wanted to be a doctor. And I would look at the evolving of the high-tech ways to diagnose. Going, well, that's not going to be in my lifetime. That's going to be sometime in the future when there's warp speed and all that other stuff. Well, in our lifetime, we are going to be diagnosed by robots. We already are. We're going to be operated on by robots. We're going to be having computers give us our diagnosis. We're already here, people. And that kind of scares me. Not because I'm a doctor and I'm going to lose my job, but because that was one of the very few jobs that shouldn't have replaced humans. So Google has now developed an AI, an artificial intelligence, that can outperform doctors in diagnosing lung cancer. We started to talk about this last week. And they think Google can pick up the slack that we humans fail at. According to a new study from Google and Northwestern Medicine, their newly developed deep learning system was able to outperform radiologists in detecting malignant lung nodules. They say if the system becomes more widely available in a clinical setting, it could enhance the accuracy of early lung cancer diagnoses, which could lead to earlier treatment and thousands of lives saved. They say the deep learning system was compared against radiologists evaluating low-dose chest CT scans for patients, some of whom had biopsy-confirmed cancer within a year. And in most comparisons, the model performed as good and even better than the human radiologists. And the system produced fewer false positives and fewer false negatives, which could lead to fewer unnecessary follow-up procedures and fewer missed tumors. Now, I'm telling you guys right now, this is not what you want.
Well, why not, Dr. Dahlia? I want better diagnoses.
I'd rather trust a machine. This isn't what you want. I'm telling you right now, this is not what you want. The paper was published in Nature Medicine earlier this week. So, lung cancer. It's the most common cause of cancer-related death in the United States. Don't get me wrong. We've been doing amazing when it comes to tobacco and fighting big tobacco and getting people off smoking, but still, lung cancer is the most common cause of cancer-related death. Why? Well, they say it's about 160,000 people died last year in 2018. Remember, you have a lot of baby boomers that, you know, maybe the millennials are starting to get off smokes, but a lot of the baby boomers, the damage is done. So as people are aging, if they already smoked 20, 30 years, you know, yeah, your lungs can recover and you can lower your cancer risk every day you quit smoking, but it's going to probably take a decade before we really see the numbers drop off drastically. Now, they say large clinical trials across the U.S. and Europe have shown that chest screening can identify the cancer and reduce death rates. So now we're allowed to do a CAT scan on you every year to look for lung cancer if you're a smoker. But they say there's high error rates and limited access to these screenings, plus they're expensive. And they say many lung cancers are unfortunately detected when they're already advanced stage. So they call it deep learning. They say it's a technique that teaches computers to learn by example. The deep learning system utilizes both the primary CT scan and, if available, a prior CT scan. So they compare the changes. They say the prior CT scans are useful in predicting lung cancer malignancy risk because the growth rate of suspicious lung nodules is indicative of malignancy. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, whenever you have to go in for a mammogram, they mandate that they have the old films. Because if they see a change, that's going to trigger our eye to go, something's up there. Something's going on. Now, you can't just lay one on top of another because, unfortunately, there could be position issues. There could be, you know, so it's not going to be identical. But if you see an area that's starting to look pretty different, that stands out to you. So the computer was trained using fully de-identified biopsy-confirmed low-dose chest CT scans. They say radiologists generally examine hundreds of two-dimensional images or slices in a single scan, but the new machine could do 3D. So a machine could examine 3D, whereas we could only use our human eye. And so, obviously the machine could do more. They say AI in 3D can be much more sensitive in its ability to detect early lung cancer than the human eye looking at 2D images. This is technically 4D because it's not only looking at one scan, but two over time. So in order to build the AIs to view the CTs in its way, you require an enormous computer system of Google scale. The concept is novel, but the actual engineering of it is novel because of the scale. So, all right, the model outperforms six radiologists. So that's a big deal. They say Google scientists developed the deep learning model and applied it to 6,700 de-identified CT scans sets provided by Northwestern. And so if the AI ends up being better than doctors, why not use the AI? So this is my problem. And having taught medical students and having seen medicine change, what is scaring the hell out of me with medicine, people, is us taking away the art and the instinct. When I diagnosed a heart attack or cancer in somebody, they weren't coming in for that. There was something else that bugged me. You know, I'm just looking at the person going, I don't like your neck. I want your neck checked out. They ended up having thyroid cancer. I don't like your tummy. Something's not right. They ended up having an aneurysm that was 10 centimeters and starting to rupture. I don't like the look. You look funny. They were going into DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis. And all they thought they had was a bronchitis. When my father died, he thought he was having a chest cold. Then dropped. So, will a computer use their instinct? Will a computer have instinct? And so what worries me is, when I was a medical student, you didn't get to use, yeah, we had CAT scans, we were starting to have MRIs, we had ultrasound, but we were trained to not use them and figure out what the hell the patient had without them. That's what doctors were doing for years. You should be able to diagnose an appendicitis without a CAT scan. You should be able to diagnose cholecystitis, a gallbladder issue. You're supposed to be able to diagnose a pericarditis, a pancreatitis. You should be able to diagnose these without the image. But you use the scans to reconfirm. But now with electronic medical records and all sorts of, you know, computers being involved in medicine, we're not forcing people to think. Now, the students that I've taught, you know, they blow my mind. But every year I was getting asked, why do we have to do this if the electronic medical record pulls up all the symptoms? Why do we have to remember the symptoms? Electronic medical records do this now. Because what if the computer is wrong? When that person came in having a chest cold, I'm like, and something's not right. There is no way that computer would have figured out diabetic ketoacidosis. But I did because I'm human. So, don't, you know, cut humans out of the equation.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocketman tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocketman in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.